Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Pontcyprian Examinations 2026, Technical and Vocational Education. Part 1, Listening Skills. You will hear three different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a public announcement about a communication program. Listen and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Good afternoon. The City Youth Centre regularly organises activities that help young people develop useful life skills and become more active members of their communities. One of these activities is a communication programme designed especially for those aged 14 to 18. Do you sometimes feel nervous when speaking in front of a class or meeting new people? If so, the Speak Up program may be useful for you. The program is a free 8-week course organized by the City Youth Center to help young people improve their communication skills and build confidence when speaking. Sessions take place every Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the City Youth Center on Bridge Avenue. The course begins on the 17th of September and runs until the 12th of November. During the program, participants learn how to organize their ideas clearly, manage nervousness, and speak more confidently in everyday situations. Organizers explain that good communication is not only about speaking well, but also about listening carefully and respecting other people's opinions. No previous experience is required, and students are encouraged to progress at their own pace. The organizers also remind participants that confidence usually develops gradually through regular practice rather than immediate success. This approach ensures that every participant feels comfortable and supported throughout the course. Research has shown that communication skills are useful in many areas of life, including studies, teamwork, interviews, and daily social situations. Places are limited, so anyone interested should contact the City Youth Centre soon for registration details.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Good afternoon. The City Youth Centre regularly organises activities that help young people develop useful life skills and become more active members of their communities. One of these activities is a communication programme designed especially for those aged 14 to 18. Do you sometimes feel nervous when speaking in front of a class or meeting new people? If so, the Speak Up program may be useful for you. The program is a free 8-week course organized by the City Youth Center to help young people improve their communication skills and build confidence when speaking. Sessions take place every Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the City Youth Center on Bridge Avenue. The course begins on the 17th of September and runs until the 12th of November. During the program, participants learn how to organize their ideas clearly, manage nervousness, and speak more confidently in everyday situations. Organizers explain that good communication is not only about speaking well, but also about listening carefully and respecting other people's opinions. No previous experience is required, and students are encouraged to progress at their own pace. The organizers also remind participants that confidence usually develops gradually through regular practice rather than immediate success. This approach ensures that every participant feels comfortable and supported throughout the course. Research has shown that communication skills are useful in many areas of life, including studies, teamwork, interviews, and daily social situations. Places are limited, so anyone interested should contact the City Youth Center soon for registration details.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear an interview with Daniel, who organizes a weekly local market. Listen and choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First, listening.
Today we are talking to Daniel, who organises a weekly local market in his town. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, it's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us how the market started?
Yes, of course. About 5 years ago, a group of local farmers wanted a place to sell their products directly to people. At that time, many small producers found it difficult to compete with large supermarkets. To support these local farmers and producers, we decided to create a simple open market where they could meet customers face to face. It started as a small idea, but people responded really well from the beginning.
What kind of products can people find there?
There is quite a variety. You can find fresh fruit and vegetables, homemade bread, local cheese, and even natural soaps. We try to keep everything local and reasonably priced.
That sounds very positive. Has the market changed over time?
Yes, it has grown a lot. We started with 10 sellers and now have more than 30. We have also added a small seating area to make visitors feel more welcome. A local musician sometimes plays there on Saturday mornings, which makes the whole experience more enjoyable.
What do visitors seem to like most about the market?
I think they enjoy the direct contact with producers. They can ask questions about how the products are made, and they often feel more confident about what they are buying. Some even come back the following week specifically to find the same seller again. It creates a kind of relationship between the buyer and the producer that you simply cannot find in a large supermarket.
Do visitors appreciate that direct contact?
Definitely. Several visitors have told me they prefer shopping here to going to a supermarket because it feels more personal. We have even had visitors who drive quite a long distance just to come to our market every Saturday. For many of them, it has become a regular part of their weekend routine.
Are there any challenges in organizing the market?
One challenge is weather. If it rains, fewer people come. Another issue is making sure that all sellers follow the same quality standards. We check this regularly, and occasionally we have to ask a seller to improve before they can return the following week.
Finally, do you have any plans for the future?
Yes, we are planning to introduce small workshops where visitors can learn simple skills like bread making or preparing traditional dishes. We would also like to create a small area for children so that families feel more welcome and can spend more time with us.
Thank you, Daniel. It has been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. I hope more people will come and visit us soon.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Today we are talking to Daniel, who organizes a weekly local market in his town. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us how the market started?
Yes, of course. About 5 years ago, a group of local farmers wanted a place to sell their products directly to people. At that time, many small producers found it difficult to compete with large supermarkets. To support these local farmers and producers, we decided to create a simple open market where they could meet customers face to face. It started as a small idea, but people responded really well from the beginning.
What kind of products can people find there?
There is quite a variety. You can find fresh fruit and vegetables, homemade bread, local cheese, and even natural soaps. We try to keep everything local and reasonably priced.
That sounds very positive. Has the market changed over time?
Yes, it has grown a lot. We started with 10 sellers and now have more than 30. We have also added a small seating area to make visitors feel more welcome. A local musician sometimes plays there on Saturday mornings, which makes the whole experience more enjoyable.
What do visitors seem to like most about the market?
I think they enjoy the direct contact with producers. They can ask questions about how the products are made, and they often feel more confident about what they are buying. Some even come back the following week specifically to find the same seller again. It creates a kind of relationship between the buyer and the producer that you simply cannot find in a large supermarket.
Do visitors appreciate that direct contact?
Definitely. Several visitors have told me they prefer shopping here to going to a supermarket because it feels more personal. We have even had visitors who drive quite a long distance just to come to our market every Saturday. For many of them, it has become a regular part of their weekend routine.
Are there any challenges in organizing the market?
One challenge is weather. If it rains, fewer people come. Another issue is making sure that all sellers follow the same quality standards. We check this regularly, and occasionally we have to ask a seller to improve before they can return the following week.
Finally, do you have any plans for the future?
Yes, we are planning to introduce small workshops where visitors can learn simple skills like bread making or preparing traditional dishes. We would also like to create a small area for children so that families feel more welcome and can spend more time with us.
Thank you, Daniel. It has been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you. I hope more people will come and visit us soon.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a radio program about outdoor learning in a nature park. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Welcome to Learning Outside the Classroom. Today we're visiting Green Valley Nature Park, where schools from across the region take part in outdoor education programs throughout the year. Students can hear a wide variety of bird calls as soon as they enter the park, and guides encourage them to listen carefully and try to identify each species. The park offers guided activities for students of different ages. Younger children usually learn about local plants and animals, while older students study recycling, water protection and forest safety. According to the park manager, many students remember these outdoor lessons better than information they simply read in books. Each visit begins at the information centre, where guides explain the day's programme and basic safety rules. Students then follow marked paths through the forest and stop at special learning stations along the route. One popular activity teaches children how birds build nests and protect their young. Each student is given a pair of binoculars and a simple field guide to help identify what they observe. Students are allowed to touch the bark of trees and collect fallen leaves, though they must never pick flowers or disturb any wildlife. During another workshop, students work together to identify animal tracks near a small stream. The guides say these practical activities help students become more aware of nature and the impact humans have on the environment. At lunchtime, visitors can buy healthy snacks from a small cafe near the lake. The park also encourages schools to reduce waste by using reusable bottles and lunch containers. Teachers who have visited the park believe the whole experience improves cooperation, concentration, and respect for shared spaces.
You have 30 seconds to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Welcome to Learning Outside the Classroom. Today we're visiting Green Valley Nature Park, where schools from across the region take part in outdoor education programs throughout the year. Students can hear a wide variety of bird calls as soon as they enter the park, and guides encourage them to listen carefully and try to identify each species. The park offers guided activities for students of different ages. Younger children usually learn about local plants and animals, while older students study recycling, water protection and forest safety. According to the park manager, many students remember these outdoor lessons better than information they simply read in books. Each visit begins at the information centre, where guides explain the day's programme and basic safety rules. Students then follow marked paths through the forest and stop at special learning stations along the route. One popular activity teaches children how birds build nests and protect their young. Each student is given a pair of binoculars and a simple field guide to help identify what they observe. Students are allowed to touch the bark of trees and collect fallen leaves, though they must never pick flowers or disturb any wildlife. During another workshop, students work together to identify animal tracks near a small stream. The guides say these practical activities help students become more aware of nature and the impact humans have on the environment. At lunchtime, visitors can buy healthy snacks from a small cafe near the lake. The park also encourages schools to reduce waste by using reusable bottles and lunch containers. Teachers who have visited the park believe the whole experience improves cooperation, concentration, and respect for shared spaces.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please put your pens down.